Welcome to the results recording for the third annual Bad Romance Contest. Since it ran 2 months this time, I put 10 AGWL points up for grabs. If you're still wondering what the whole AGWL thing is about, you should check out agwc.cfxt.com. Basically, a bunch of us run contests throughout the year, and you get points for good writing. At the end of Wing's big summer contest, the person with the most accumulated points gets a trophy. An actual physical trophy, and I can tell you from experience that they're pretty damn awesome. Now to the results. First up, Amoeba Dreamer. Okay, honestly, I'm just going to blame Wing for the rest of this. Wing and the fact that I went and filled up a massive novelty glass with margaritas as soon as I read, "My cheeks blushed a soft pink tinge." Because seriously, the request for bad romance was supposed to refer to the romance itself. First, tinge means color faintly, which obviates the need for soft. One's cheeks doing something independently is kind of passive voice, which can work since blushing is usually involuntary, but combined with the first couple lines as a whole makes everything sound super passive. Your narrator apparently has no volition. And yeah, abuse narratives take away someone's will, but your narrator doesn't have any to start with, so there's not a clear consequence in that. We jump right from daydreams to her being a battered woman without an escalation of tension at all. Escalation of tension and establishing emotional connection are both super important, and you kind of skipped over most of that. Next, Eutora with a whopping 9,000 word entry. You use a lot of ellipses. Also, how are knees stubby? Like, things that have length that can be stubby, but knees are just knees, so it's a weird adjective choice. Also, I'd really like to see more concision from you. It's definitely been something I've seen more of in your work over the past few months, but there are a lot of places you can tighten things up without losing your generally more verbose voice. Like, "My heart lit a fire from the mere sight of you" could be "The sight of you lit me a fire," which isn't a huge difference, but there are a lot of them. And there are just a lot of places where more words don't necessarily add to the power of what you're saying. And carving the excess out could make everything just absolutely gorgeous. Like, crying while sobbing? Crying while sobbing. Also, I went wow at Jasper assaulting her to kiss her. It's like, yes, well done, excellent judgment pushing yourself physically on someone who obviously has other people doing things to her physically against her will. Well done encapsulating several levels of unhappy into the bad romance aspect, because that was, like, super creepy. You kind of go against your own narrative with the face I have seen cry too much, as you said earlier that she hasn't cried since the first night he picked her up. I really liked the whole doomed from the start bit, and the way you framed it narratively was an interesting choice. Solar, with your unfinished entry. After I read, "Floorboards groaned as her footsteps imprinted cycles of nervousness with each step she paced beside the bed" out loud, my roommate made me share the margaritas. First, "floorboards" is usually one word. Second, repetition of steps. Third, what's wrong with cutting out the cycles of nervousness bit, which, seriously, not your best imagery. And just letting the character pace. Also, why is the car important? Particular model. It's not Dean's Impala. Like, I get that there's supposed to be a contrast with the Mercedes, but describing something as a shitty sedan is plenty of basis for contrast without knowing anything about cars. It's also kind of hard to tell who's talking sometimes, since you put dialogue reactions where dialogue tags would normally go. Also, that is some special spelling for Louis Vuitton. Like, fact check. Or just Google or something. And eyes, Jesus Christ. I know Wing has got some kind of huge boner for irises and orbs and cobalt oculars and whatever, but it is heresy and poor decision making. At Euthanized of Noise, I went to refill the margaritas. I've had a lot of margaritas, but I'm going to try and elucidate my objections to that phrasing at least semi-coherently. Euthanasia is ending a life to end suffering. That silence, that awkward silence, is not a relief of suffering. And, like, I've had enough margaritas that I had to ask my roommate what part of a sentence it was, but I still recognize that the pronoun in this instance means that the room is lingering over them mercilessly. I know you really wanted to get something in, but it was super not to your benefit to submit something unfinished. Taboo Tiger, I am so sorry. I have downed, like, however many margaritas fit into a 1 liter novelty glass and then some. I really like the premise, possibly because I loved that cartoon as a kid. I wouldn't necessarily use for as the preposition in the bit, careful for thieves, because they're not being careful for those people, but careful of them, because they want to avoid them. And moonrise. Moonrise totally isn't the same time every day. It changes by several hours through the lunar cycle, but you have her going at pretty much the same time. Fact-checking is your friend, even when writing interspecies romance with a gargoyle. Seriously, fact-checking is like the greatest thing ever, because disbelief is more easily suspended if not the entire story world challenges it. So basically, the theme of tonight's judging is describe less. The theme of my entire life is fact-check more. Taboo Tiger, congratulations, you win. Utora, you're a close second. Because it was close, you both get 5 points. Woo! The next contest is Spirit Animals, starting, like, tomorrow or something, because I took forever judging this. Run with it as you will, no particular whatever.
Specifications,
yes. Thank you. That was my roommate, my lovely roommate, who you probably couldn't hear at all. Wow, it is time for more margaritas. Yeah, have a good night.